question. Is it possible to have too much faith in Jesus? I mean, if you trusted him for something outrageous, would he look at you and think, you're stupid? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Picture this. This guy is paralyzed. He can't walk. The Jesus megastar tour rolls into town. The crowds are following him everywhere. So this paralyzed man's friends couldn't get him through the crowd to Jesus. What to do? So they decided that radical action was needed. They climbed up on the roof of the building where Jesus was preaching, ripped a hole in the roof, and lowered the man down on a stretcher. Now, just think about that for a minute. The outrageous idea, the sheer logistics of the operation, the audacity of ripping a hole in the roof and lowering him down on a stretcher, dropping him at Jesus' feet mid-sermon. What would the crowds have thought, let alone the people who owned the roof that now had a hole in it? And what would Jesus think of this audacious cue-jumping stunt? Well, what did he think? How did he react? A, shout at them and say, what do you think you're doing interrupting my sermon? B, laugh at their stupidity. Or C, Luke chapter 5 verse 20, Jesus saw how much faith they had and said to the sick man, friend, your sins are forgiven. I love this story. The human response would have been A or B. The Jesus response? He was astonished at their faith. Do you know what I've noticed reading the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Jesus never, ever criticized anyone for putting too much faith in him. Just think about that. Next time you feel to rip a hole in someone's roof, next time you feel led to take an outrageous step of faith that other people would criticize you for. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God has a perspective on life that is so startling, so foreign to us, and yet so loving, so gracious, and so liberating. It's worth getting into. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.